Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. I'm Kyle Swagger, filling in for Ewan Rankin today. It is Friday, April 29th, 2011. All the technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. What's that? Oh, I hear wedding bells ringing. Good news for all you Android users out there. According to a new study coming out from the Netherlands, you're getting a lot more free apps than the iPhone users are. According to this study, you're getting 134,000 free apps next to 121,000 the iTunes App Store actually provides. I mean, it is kind of pros and cons. First, yeah, Android users, you also get viruses and all that. Of course, with Apple products, you get to be tracked. Ah, decisions. Speaking of Apple, it looks like they're making a little bit more money than Microsoft is so far this year. They have revenues right now so far of $24.6 billion with a net income of $5.99 billion. This is in comparison with Microsoft, which just announced $16.43 billion with a net income of $5.23 billion. Yeah, I know, it's not a whole bunch more, but hey, imagine if Apple would have came out with a Kinect. Microsoft might actually be dead already. Ah, what a week it has been for Sony and the Sony PlayStation. Of course, we know what's happened this week. The whole PlayStation Network was hacked. It's been down, and they're going to hopefully get it up next week. But now Sony's saying that, hey, with your credit cards, don't worry. They were encrypted. All the data was protected, so you should be okay. Sorry, Sony, I'm just not really trusting you right now. Probably the same hackers that got into your system that weren't supposed to get there in the first place could probably get into my encrypted credit card accounts, don't you think? Well, all the rumors have came true this week. The white iPhone has made its way into the world, and what do you know, it's pretty much the same iPhone 4, except, yes, it's a little bit thicker. We're seeing a bunch of photos out on the web right now, actually showing that it does look a little bit thicker than the black iPhone 4. Now, they're saying this is basically because it needs more UV protection from the sun. Now, looking at the iPad 2 in white next to the black, they look exactly the same thickness. So does this mean I need to apply sunscreen? Looks like the U.S. government's cutting more than just jobs. They're also turning off some data centers. They've actually closed 39 data centers so far this year and are expecting to close 98 by the end of 2011. Their ultimate goal is to shut down 800 of these servers by 2015 because they want to move all these email addresses and mailboxes and migrate to the cloud. And you would have thought they actually learned something from WikiLeaks. I guess not. Pepsi Cola is rolling out a new machine that will allow you to send a soda to a friend. Now, this is supposed to be very Facebook-like functionality here. It allows you to actually buy a soda with either cash or credit. And then the social vending machine, as they're calling it, will allow you to send a soda as a gift to another person. Now, they'll get this via their mobile number, via a text message, and then they can go redeem it somewhere else. Ah, I can see it now. Social sodas. I'm going to copyright that. Nikon's image authentication seems to be fully insecure. According to what we're seeing, hackers have been able to extract the signing key from a camera and use it to have a modified image pass the software's verification. This should come as no surprise, really, because the same company did the same thing last December to Canon's software, doing exactly the same thing. So far, Nikon has not given any statement. Apparently, they're just as shocked and awed as we are. Google's going to be rolling out the new Android 2.3.4 update to Nexus S users very soon and other Android 2.3 Plus devices in the very near future. What's so big about this upgrade? Well, Google Talk for Android is getting video chat. So obviously this is Google's answer to FaceTime for the iPhone. The only thing with this, it might actually work. And finally, a genetic study published by the New England Journal of Medicine shows that U.S. armadillos and human patients share what seemed to be a unique strain of the bacterium that causes leprosy. Why am I telling you this? I have no idea why I'm telling you this. I guess I'm just letting our listeners know who have pet armadillos that you can no longer give them love or affection. I'm so sorry. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can also find us on our website at bageltechnews.com. You can also find us on YouTube and Twitter as well at Bagel Tech News. Yes, it is Bagel Broadcast Friday. Now, yes, Ewan will be with us today. Right now, he's somewhere in the air. He just came from Glasgow, so we should have the photo right on time at 11 p.m., followed by the Mac Show at 1 p.m. live and the Bagel Tech Big Show tonight at 10 p.m. with special guest Dan Golden from the Facebook This Week podcast. It's all coming your way. Big old Broadcast Friday. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and thank you so much for listening.
We'll be right back.